Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This song is all about surrender. And Jesus surrendered His life to His Father. He's our example. We want to follow Him, what He did, how He acted. In John chapter 10, verse 17, Jesus says, "Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again." Jesus completely surrendered to His Father, and we can completely be surrendered to Him.
Take my life and
Hello, boys and girls. We are starting a new week talking about a night visitor. Have you ever had a night visitor? Maybe it was an animal or a bear. Where my parents live, they have a bear that comes and gets into their garbage can and their bird seed if they leave it out on the porch. Maybe a night visitor might be a person who comes to your house in the middle of the night because they need some help. Well, this week we are talking about a night visitor and what ended up happening in a jailbreak. Do you know what a jailbreak is? It's where somebody breaks out of jail. So what do all those things have in common? Well, they're in our story this week. Before we get started, let's pray and ask that Jesus' Spirit will be with us. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to help us as we read, to understand, to learn, and to grow. Please help us to put away the distractions that might be in our lives right now and help us to focus on You. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever heard about a forest fire or a wildfire? Those are fires that get started maybe because of something that humans did, like throwing out a cigarette, or maybe a car problem that started a fire on the side of the road, or it could have been from power lines or electric lines, or maybe even from lightning strikes. But a fire gets started and it starts to get out of control. It can go really, really fast. What starts with one small spark can turn into a massive blaze in just a few minutes. I think about a fire that happened near my family's home in California. It was called the Camp Fire, and it burned up a town of Paradise in Northern California. Did you know that that Camp Fire, that's what they call it, the Camp Fire. It's not a campfire that you would have when you're camping. It's the name of it is called the Camp Fire. Well, this fire got so big so quickly that at one point it was burning the equivalent of more than one football field every second for about 90 minutes. It was going so fast. The wind was blowing so hard. California had not had a lot of rain or moisture over the winter. And so by this time in the summer, everything was dry and it was just ready to be set off in flames. Well, that is sort of how the Pharisees were feeling because the news of Jesus was spreading so fast. It was like it was out of control. Wonderful, exciting things were happening in Jerusalem. The Holy Spirit was giving the disciples great power. They were doing wonderful miracles. But those priests and the rulers did not like it at all. Did that stop the disciples? No, they kept spreading the word, spreading the message, and it was going like wildfire. And the priests and the rulers didn't like it. They were trying to put out the fire. They were trying to stop it. They didn't want the news to spread. Crowds of people came to the temple every single day to hear the disciples preach. More and more people were believing in Jesus. Let's look it up and see that this is what the Bible's saying. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 through 15. Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. Once we get to Acts, then you're going to look up chapter 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then when you get to chapter 5, we're going to look right below it or look down a little bit for verses 12 through 15. We're going to read 12, 13, 14, and 15, those four verses. Let's see what that says.
And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them.
The news was spreading. Soon many people from the towns and villages close to Jerusalem came for help too. They wanted help. It wasn't just people that were in Jerusalem. The word was spreading. People from the surrounding villages, they were coming too. Look at verse 16. Acts chapter 5, verse 16.
Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits. And they were all healed.
So here they come. The priests and rulers were getting frantic. They could see that more and more people were believing in Jesus. More and more miracles were happening. Oh no, it was like a wildfire and they were trying to put it out. They were trying to stop it, but nothing was stopping it. The disciples had the Holy Spirit burning in their hearts and they were sharing the good news with everyone that they met. Do you think that the disciples were bragging about miracles? No, they told everyone that these miracles were happening because of Jesus' power through the Holy Spirit. It was not them doing it. It was the Holy Spirit working through them. The priests at the temple were still sacrificing lambs each and every day. Remember that God in the Old Testament had set up the sacrificial service. It's where when people would sin, when they would do what was wrong, when they would disobey God, in order to be forgiven, they would take a lamb that was perfect, without spot, without blemish. It was not lame. It was not injured. It was a perfect lamb. And they would bring it to the temple. Then they would press their hands on the lamb's head and they would ask for forgiveness. Their sins would be transferred from them to this lamb. And then the lamb would die. The lamb would be killed. They had been doing this for thousands of years. The priests were still sacrificing those lambs, but more and more people believed that who came as the Lamb of God? Jesus. So do we have to sacrifice lambs anymore? No. Once Jesus died for us, from then on, it didn't matter. Now we could go straight to Jesus and ask Him to forgive us, and our sins would be placed on Him. It's like our death, Jesus died. The priests were sacrificing these lambs each and every day. It had been important, but once Jesus died, it no longer was needed. Those lambs reminded everyone that Jesus would come and die in our place. But now, they didn't need to keep killing the lambs every day because Jesus had already come. He died for all of our sins. But the priests and the rulers, they didn't accept Jesus as their Messiah. They didn't think of Jesus as the Lamb of God. They wanted people to keep doing the same ceremonies that they had always done, and they wanted the people to keep obeying them and all of their made-up rules. Were the priests and the rulers following God? No, they were not doing what God wanted. So if they weren't following God, then who were they really obeying? You're right, Satan. They thought that they were obeying God, but really they were obeying Satan. Did you know that when Jesus was with his disciples, he warned them about this kind of thinking? Let's look at John chapter 16, verse 2. John chapter 16, verse 2. John is just one book before Acts. So we were already in Acts. Now let's read John. John is right before Acts, chapter 16. And then once you find chapter 16, then we're going to read verse 2. John chapter 16, verse 2. If you need a little time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again, and we're going to read this together.
They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service.
Jesus warned them. Jesus warned the disciples that if they believed in Jesus, if they followed him, then the rulers and the priests would be pretty angry. They would put them out of the synagogues. In fact, they might even kill them, thinking that they were doing God a favor, that they were preserving God's church. But were they? No, they were not following God. How do you think that made God feel? It made him sad. He was so sad that the priests and the rulers, they had the opportunity to share his love with others. They knew the scriptures. They could learn and understand so much more. But they chose to turn away from him. They chose to remain blind so that they couldn't see what Jesus was trying to show them. I don't want to be that way, do you, boys and girls? I want to follow Jesus with all of my heart. I want him to be Lord of my life, and I want to learn and study from his word. How about you? Let's pray and let's ask Jesus to be in our hearts. Lord, we want to give you our hearts today. We want you to take them and use them. Help us to reach out to others just like we would reach out to you if you needed help. We love you, Jesus. Amen. We have a new memory verse, Acts chapter 5, verse 29. We ought to obey God rather than men. This is something that the disciples said to the priests and the Pharisees that we're going to read about a little later this week. But they told them, we ought to obey God rather than men. That means we need to or we should obey God rather than men. If what men are telling us to do goes against God, we obey God, not them. Let's start learning this new song.
Acts 5:29.
We ought to obey.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.